What's up, guys? This is Andrew Erickson here from the Full Press Coverage Fantasy Football Podcast. I am back again here in Dallas, Big D, where we're going to be talking about the Cowboys as I continue my 32 teams coverage leading up to the fantasy football season. So it's going to be a fun ride. This is a quick episode, but you know we are going to cover a big team in Big D with the Dallas Cowboys. So without further ado, let's get right into it, starting at the quarterback position, quarterback Dak Prescott. So Dak Prescott's entering his third year in the NFL after two seasons, you know, his rookie season where he was sensational, and then last year where he struggled a little bit. But realistically, the real reason we can see that is because of him not having Ezekiel Elliott, who's not pictured here, but we'll get into Cole Beasley soon. Basically, Dak, in his career with Zeke, has essentially averaged, let me make sure I have the right numbers here. So Dak without Zeke has averaged 11.72 fantasy points per game. With Zeke, Dak has averaged 19.3 fantasy points per game. In newsflash, 2018, Ezekiel Elliott is going to be on the field with Dak Prescott. So I do like Dak as a sleeper tight end, a sleeper quarterback this season. I think a lot of people are down on him because of how he ended up finishing last year. But even though he started last year out really well, following up after his rookie season, I did like seeing that. And we saw, basically, when he lost his best player. I mean, Dez was playing like crap, and without Zeke, he literally had nothing around him, even more than people who describe the Cowboys' offense now, which people are basically saying that there's nothing there. That being said, that goes into the receivers, and the particular receiver that I like the most on the Dallas Cowboys, not Michael Gallup, it's not Terrence Williams, it's not Allen Hurns, it's a guy by the name of Cole Beasley. Dak has even come out and said that Cole Beasley is his guy. In 2016, Dak's rookie season, Cole Beasley did lead the team in targets. So they already have chemistry developed, and it's not like a situation where, you know, Michael Gallup is another guy he's got to get development with. Allen Hurns is another guy. Hurns, I'm really kind of off on because, you know, Hurns was naturally a slot guy, but Cole Beasley is probably going to man the slot, so Allen Hurns is going to play more outside, which may or may not be his strong suit. So I'm afraid that Hurns might not necessarily be the most dynamic player in terms of what we need from Dak Prescott. He's not really a deep threat guy. We saw that from Michael Gallup. You know, Michael Gallup was making plays down the field, and that's something that the Cowboys struggled with mightily last season with Dez Bryant. They could not get the ball down the field. So Michael Gallup, I could see as being a deep threat on the outside. I like him as the primary outside receiver. But Cole Beasley as a guy to eat up targets in the middle of the field with, you know, Jason Witten gone. I do like Cole Beasley a lot. He's basically free in drafts. He probably don't have to draft him just because he doesn't have any pedigree, but like a dynasty league, I have him. In PPR, I think he could be a solid guy. He was in 2016, he was a solid guy, so I think he's a wide receiver three at least. He could have red zone upside. That being said, red zone upside. So Witten, 99% of snaps last year. Dez Bryant, 84% of snaps last year. Both gone. 33 red zone targets gone. Nobody on the Dallas Cowboys had more than 7 red zone targets last year outside of Jason Witten and Dez Bryant. There is a lot of room to make plays in the red zone. Cole Beasley is a guy that could operate there, you know, coming out of the slot. Ezekiel Elliott's another player that I really like to be more involved in the passing game. You look at all the other running backs in the NFL that, you know, Zeke gets his name thrown around with. Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Alvin Kamara, David Johnson. What do all these running backs have in common? They all catch passes. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that Zeke, okay, if we really want to untap our true potential with our three-down running back, is we need to get him the ball more in the passing game. Zeke is more than a capable pass-catching running back. It's not that hard to necessarily catch passes. I'm not saying he's going to go out and run routes necessarily, but if he's as good as if the Cowboys think he is and they can build the offense around him, then they need to involve him more in the passing game, which I do anticipate them doing. I don't have Zeke as my number one running back. I have Zeke as my number two running back behind David Johnson for that reason, because David Johnson is a just much better pass-catching back. But I do like the fact that the Zeke will get more, you know, more involved in the passing game this season. The real thing that is also really want to point out here as well is they went out and signed Tavon Austin, and they basically said he was going to play running back position. So when a team goes and signs a wide receiver that's basically been a gadget player his whole career, and they're saying, oh, he's going to switch to running back, that tells them that they're trying to think of more creative ways. They're trying to be more creative with the offense. They're trying to think of ways to get the ball into their playmakers' hands, which, okay, Tavon Austin's, they're not going to get him 24 touches a game, hopefully. But Zeke, hopefully they're thinking, you know, outside the box. They're thinking, okay, like, let's involve our running backs in the passing game. So have Tavon in the backfield with Zeke. Okay, you can't just give it away. You know, they ran the ball most of the time on first and 10, and for the most part it was successful. But anytime they weren't able to gain more than 4 yards, it didn't result in a very good drive. They needed success on first down, which they did get most of the time by running the ball. But I think that Zeke is going to get more involved in the passing game because I think it's going to help the Cowboys be a better team in 2018. Taking away other things from the preseason game, Tavon Austin, you know, was moving around. He was lining up outside, in the slot, in the backfield. So he's going to be a guy that's probably going to have a couple plays designated for him every game. So not a guy you can start consistency, but, you know, a DFS play for sure. Could be Tavon Austin. Gallup, obviously, I talked about before, you know, had that touchdown reception. So a guy on the outside, he looks like a big, strong receiver. So I do think he'll be the primary target on the outside. And then Blake Jarwin, my sleeper tight end on the Dallas Cowboys. I love Blake Jarwin. He's the tight end that I'm buying out of all the Dallas Cowboys tight ends because, you know, the story behind Blake Jarwin and the reason why the Eagles end up taking Dallas Goedert over the Dallas Cowboys did was basically Blake Jarwin last season, the Cowboys were going to cut him and get him, but they wanted to sign him to his practice squad. But when a player gets cut, there's an opportunity they can sign with another player, so another team can sign them. So the Eagles were trying to sign Blake Jarwin, and the Cowboys knew this, so then they made sure that they kept Jarwin on their roster because they liked him and didn't want to give him up. And then vice versa, you could see the Cowboys then went up and or the Eagles then went up and swooped Dallas Goedert away from them. So Blake Jarwin, Dallas Goedert, you know, 10 years from now, we're going to be looking at the two premier tight ends in the fantasy football landscape. It's totally possible, but that's what I'm kind of thinking. Blake Jarwin is a sleeper tight end for me. He's my pick on the Dallas Cowboys, and he almost had a touchdown reception in the preseason game. So I'm out on Rico Gathers. I don't think Rico Gathers is a guy that's really – he's an athletic freak. So I'm going to go NFFC. Dude is literally huge. But he doesn't have the Blake Jarwin. He's not Blake the Snake. He doesn't have that Jarwin feel to him. So I think that's going to be Blake Jarwin as that tight end to target, which is why I am putting my pencil. So, you know, Dak, I like him as a sleeper tight end. Ezekiel Elliott is my number two ranked overall running back. Cole Beasley will be the leading receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. Receptions, receiving yards. Maybe not touchdowns. I won't necessarily give him touchdowns. But I think at least receptions, I'm most confident in that he'll lead the team in receptions. And, yeah. Other notes about the Cowboys. They have a pretty easy schedule in terms of their running teams, so they should be able to run over decent amount of players, or decent amount of teams, excuse me. And their pass defense is not great, and their defense in overall is not that great. So Dak could find himself in a bunch of different places. They're going to be going up against their schedule overall is pretty tough, so they're going to have to score a lot of points to keep up in games, and the really only way to do that is to, you know, get Zeke more involved in the passing game and to additionally make sure that Dak is running. You need to use your mobile quarterback. We saw it with the Panthers last year. They were talking about, you know, tuning down from Cam Newton, but for these quarterbacks to really be effective and be as efficient as possible, you have to take that risk because it unlocks a new ceiling with the running ability that those types of players offer. So that's my spiel on the Dallas Cowboys. Overall, they have an easier schedule than average in terms of the running game, so I do like Zeke, but he's my number two. I think in standard, I may even pick him number one. I really like his projections to be more involved in the passing game, but I can't officially say I don't know the future, even though I like to think I do. Whereas I know David Johnson is going to definitely be locked in, you know, 75 receptions, you know, close to 1,000 yards, and as much as I like to say that for Zeke, I can't realistically make that projection. But that's my take on the Dallas Cowboys. You can follow me on Twitter at @AndrewErickson_. I'll be back again tomorrow with another team on my 32 teams in 32 days. I will be probably hitting a couple two teams because I was kind of realizing that essentially, if I did 32 teams in 32 days, it'd become to the first game of the season, and then most drafts are over by then, so basically useless. I could always even talk about, like, week one matchups and stuff like that, but big things to come. I'll be doing a DFS show for full press coverage, I think, this season, so you're going to tune into that. You know, DraftKings advice. I'm a big DraftKings DFS player. I've gotten a lot better over the past couple years playing it, so I'm going to offer my advice on to things that you guys can get better at. And so you guys can improve and win with some money. So I'm Andrew Erickson here. Follow me on Twitter at Andrew_whatever. And I will see you guys tomorrow. Let's go.